Good morning, everybody. We're going to learn today, Baruch Hashem, Kiddush Shel Tzoharim, Tzim and Beit, Tzim Shalat and Tzim Beit. So in the previous shiurim, we have been looking at the dinim of different types of fruits and vegetables, and what is koyvea, their bracha, whether they are Baruch Priya Eit, Baruch Priya Azava. And we've taken note, mainly until now, of physical characteristics of the types of plants. Low plants and high plants, they regrow every year, etc., etc. They do have roots, they don't have roots. Now we're going to take a look at something which is koyvea, what bracha a fruit has, from a different angle, not from the angle of the physical characteristics of this plant, of this fruit, but rather from accepted social behavior. What is the usual way to consume this fruit? Meaning what? The Gemara in Brachos puts down the following rule, which at first seems a little enigmatic, so we understand what it means. The Gemara says that you can have some things that start out as Baruch Priya Adama. You pick them, you bring them home, you'll make them in Baruch Priya Adama. You cook them, you'll make Shakon Mevidvar. And some things that is the absolute opposite. You'll bring them home from the fields, you eat them as they are, it'll be Shakon Mevidvar. You cook them, they'll become Baruch Priya Adama. And so I'm going to explain one of these two categories, one of these two types of things. The answer is, it depends. When is it usual to consume them, and when are they good for consumption? So you have some types of vegetables, and the same applies to fruits, if there is such a thing, which are generally only consumed after being cooked. It's accepted that that's the normal way of having them, and to have them raw would be unusual. Either because they don't taste good, or just because for some reason or other people don't do that. It's just not the derech. So something where the derech is specifically to consume it only after it's been cooked will only have the bracha of Baruch Priya Adama if it's a vegetable, or equally so if it's a fruit. The bracha of Baruch Priya Eit will only kick in after it has been cooked. But beforehand, even if it's fitting to eat, but that's not the optimum way, that's not the usual way, then the bracha will be shakon. And similarly, if we will have something which is the opposite, let's say something which for some reason or other people generally only have it raw, it's unusual to cook it, it's not the derech. If one would go ahead and cook it, its bracha would go down, it would lose its level of bracha, and it would go down from Baruch Priya Eit or Baruch Priya Adama down to shakon near Bitorim. Tosfos adds on to this, but obviously, what about something that's perfectly good, both raw or cooked? One could have apples, pears, which people have them raw and they have them cooked. So something which is perfectly good either way, both raw or cooked, so then the bracha is very precise, whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. We're only saying over here that something that is usual way is cooked, so then raw only charcoal, or the other way around. So let's read the words of the Kiddush Shel Tzoharim here inside, and then we will add a few words of added amplification. Says the Kitza, in the Borchim Berkri Ha'it, or Berkri Ha'domo, Ela Al-Dobo, Chu Toy Blair Chai, the Gamadarit Ula Ochloi Chai. One would only make Berkri Ha'it, Berkri Ha'domo on a raw item, if it is good to eat it raw, and it is the usual way. However, if one would not eat it raw, one would only eat it cooked. Even if the situation would be such that it is fitting to eat when it's raw, it's just unusual to do so. It is not considered so important, so kosher, the aim of Borisov Allah for Kotai, Elok Shahutai Mabushal, thus one would only make the bracha if one would partake of it when it is cooked. Avad is also a chai, aim of Borisov Allah, Elok Shahutai Mabushal, but well, to have this item raw, one would only make Shahutai Mabushal. And what about pickling? So pickling, Harei Mubushal. In this context, it goes into the same category as Mabushal. So if it's if you have an item, then the usual derech is to process it in some fashion, whether it's cooking, whether it's pickling, and it is unusual to have it before that process has taken place. So before the cooking or the pickling, shakur, and afterwards tazal. Lachay al kruv kavush on pickled cabbage, mavork in boy pri adam. Lachay maliyah cooking a vushel in yizeh, similarly something that one full. So these dvarim, all this obviously, is that the main development of the fruit, if one only has it when it's cooked, it only fully attains its full chashivus after being cooked, if that's the usual way to consume it. And beforehand, it's as though it's not fully developed yet. Therefore, it's only shah. So,
you find
development
by
yeah, it's even a little stronger than that, because we're learning over here. The truth is, what we're referring to is even something that it could be eaten raw, but it's not the derech to eat it raw. It's unusual. The derech ha'oil over here is koivea, what has the full status of a fruit. So one particular example we should bring, this is this, he says there's a certain type of apple. I remember in England you used to get a type of apple called the cooking apple. I haven't seen it so much over here. A cooking apple, which would be pretty bitter to eat it raw. I think you probably could, but it wouldn't be so enjoyable, it wouldn't be especially tasty. So something like that, if one was to partake of it raw, one would make charcoal. And after cooking only, then one would make the broth very sweet place. Let's just add, that which we are saying, that when it's raw, you will make the broth charcoal, and then when it's cooked, it goes up a stage and goes to light. But when it's raw, it's still charcoal. This is, we're referring to something that, at least, it's still edible when it's raw. It's not, like chewing a piece of cardboard or absolutely impossible. It's really achila, let's say, what we call achila in Yidehada. It's really for achila, but not, just not the optimum way. So those types of things shall cook and after they're cooked, toy. But if you would have something which indeed, even at the beginning, is completely engoy roi, it's not really achila bichlal, then the brothel would, there would be no brothel at all. It wouldn't be even shakur. Another point which is worth noting over here is that the kvius of the derech ha'oilam is understandably something which can change according to Zman and Mokoy, according to the Minag, the done thing in that time and in that place. So we can sometimes occasionally find things which are written in the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, an earlier time, that it's only usual to have it cooked, or it's only usual to have it raw. And nowadays, things could have changed. The one example of this, which I came across, it could be there's more, is carrots. Carrots. It appears that in times of the Shulchan Aruch, at least until the times of the Mishnah, it was pretty unusual to partake of raw carrot. Uncooked carrot was quite unusual. It was usual mainly only to cook carrots. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch were right that carrots, according to the way it was consumed in their time, if one would have a raw carrot, the bracha would be charcoal. After it's cooked, then it reaches its optimum level of consumption and it would be very free hadol. However, the Mishnah does already know that it's dependent on the done thing, and we can obviously say that nowadays it is perfectly usual to consume carrots both raw and cooked, and therefore either way it's very pre adult. Yeah.
Sometimes we peel the outer part of the carrots.
Yeah. Sure.
Is that make it like the if we eat it?
If you would eat it, not peeled.
Yeah. Right. So we're making a difference with this cooked up.
Right.
We're known to eat carrots. However, also, I think, to
peel them.
Peel them.
Yeah. Good shot. But I don't think that type of processing isn't, I don't think it's significant enough stage to say that, oh, before the peeling it's going to be charcoal, let's say, and after the peeling it will be very fragile. That level of tikkun isn't, you know, it's not like cooking or something where you change the state of the vegetable from a raw item to a cooked item, or even pickling or salting, which are also mentioned in this context. Those are the types of stages where you process it and really change the whole state of the item. Those are the types of changes. So we say, well, beforehand is one situation, afterwards is another situation. So the general mode of eating is only afterwards, so the beforehand is a different situation, and you only make charcoal. I would think that we're going to apply that to a carrot, peeled or unpeeled, where we're going to say, well, after the peeling is usual to eat it, and before the peeling not, even though it might be true that maybe people don't eat it before peeling. But if a non-peeled carrot is essentially the same as a peeled carrot, it just has a dirty clip out. There's nothing good, so fancy having it with a dirty clip out. Good luck for them.
I remember, I think in the book of Moshe, it talks about onion.
Oh, we're going to come to onions in a second. Yeah, onions is an interesting shayla. Let's just add one more thing before we move on to the onions, which is that the Mishnah Berurah writes, and they're already, that in all these situations of these types of things, which the main brachah, let's say, is only afterwards when it's cooked, and beforehand it's charcoal, or also the other way around. There's something that mainly one has raw and cooked is unusual. If, with the Eved, one may be wrong brother, i.e., when it was raw, it was meant to be charcoal, and you went ahead and you made the brother Hadamah or Ha'it. Nevertheless, you are Yosef with the Eved. Nevertheless, the bottom line is, it does come from the ground that it is a free, just since it's not its optimum state, so we don't give it any special kosher brother of Ha'it Hadamah. But if you didn't make it, you're Yosef with the Eved. Like one other example which is given of all this in the point here is what they call chavush. I think in English we call it quit. Is that right? Quit. I am partaking of it so commonly, but I do believe it's a fruit that one cannot really partake of it.
There's
a new fruit, right? Because we don't have it so frequently. So.
Anytime there's time, I don't exactly. Or by drink, I don't drink it. I don't think normal people eat it. So that,
So one can mainly only partake of it cooked, and if you would eat it raw, it would be only sharp.
Just
a little
bit, what defines the group? So, an individual, I always eat it raw, so for me it's only raw, no, maybe not, because maybe it's going to be the cow.
Right, so...
And then, and if so, it's a car. It could be in that area of town, every reason on this, this area of town, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what will happen if you would get a situation where different areas of town would do things differently. It's probably unusual that, but certainly yes. Minakam Mokam would be
different. All this carving from a rag all over that area can together, so they can come with different things from each other in the past. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, then you find yourself like a healer, which is doing the opposite of what you do.
Let's say you move from place to place.
It's
a very good shayla. I did see that when you can talk about it, and some connected to the general clodding of minhag. Banach, for example, all other in Yonim of minhag generally. Okay, so all the details now, but as a general outline, if I travel from place to place, and if I go to another place that has a different minhag from my minhag, and I'm intending to go back to my original place, basically, I'm still bound by my original minhag, by the minhag of the place which I belong to. That I'm temporarily somewhere else doesn't change my minhag.
Except
that on certain occasions you can't do it in front of other people, not to Akoikas, etc. But basically, you're still bound by your original minhag. But if you move to another place, then you are bound by the minhagim of that place. And the way that would pan out over here, obviously that doesn't mean that you have to change the way you consume your vegetable. If you want to carry anything, you can carry anything that you want. But the point is that when you move, let's say you had in the previous place you came from, everybody eats raw onions. They're used to eating raw onions. And then the place where you come to, nobody eats raw onions. So previously in the place where you came to, raw onions would be both free or not. But now, in the place where you arrive, even if you continue to eat your raw onions, but since that's not the dumb thing of the tzibur, over there in your new place you'll have to make on them charcoal. Even as you continue to eat your raw onions, you'll make on it charcoal.
Even the restaurant do
this, well, it's not edible. Well, yeah, they eat it only cooked.
So they don't eat at all.
Right, they don't eat it at all. I don't know what they don't eat at all. It's a likely scenario, I think, but that is basically now we connect it to the dinim of the hogim. So, and generally we're following the minhag of the tzibur of that place. What happens if you get different tzibur in that place? Is there any more complicated?
I had a very interesting thing about Africa.
Yeah.
Most of the black in South Africa survive on maize flour. I'm talking the
right.
They take the maize, they put it up into a porridge, and that's it. A lot of the maize, a lot of the food.
Okay.
So when you look at it, it comes in a flour form, and it's cooked up into a porridge and so forth. So there were many of the first people that I think of the Rabbonim who said, if you do cook it up, you would eat it, you should make for every Adam. So the majority of this was planted for the few, you know, that's what this product is, it comes from the ground. It was planted for that specific purpose. So that's the way people normally eat this product.
Yeah.
In the rock, so that it becomes a variety item. I mean, I didn't share it myself, to be honest, but I mean, that's what the...
Meaning it's supposed to maybe charcoal. Yeah.
Some people think we must be dying, you know, maybe charcoal or something, or other or something else. But the majority of this product was planted for eating in this form.
Yeah.
That's what the broker is.
And that's
even just discuss about this.
You can't just turn and sell it for
them. It's just turn it and sell it. But that's the way you eat it. And then it seems to me that there isn't even this thing that if a thing is planted, then that's the way you normally eat it. That's what about this, like prunes, for example. And some people even want to say maybe oranges, the main oranges for oranges.
Yeah, we'll come to that when we get interested.
And then when you make puree from different fruits.
Yeah, and so we'll come on to that as well, yeah. Yeah. That's really more.
That's the only way you eat it. The kids share with it.
Some people think of orange juice, the Jewish community would not eat this product. Very rarely they would eat it, they would eat much more maize. That they would eat this maize flour cooked up.
Right.
But in the general community, so if you take the number of people, most people eat it in this maize flour cooked up kind of porridge.
The general much more to the point of these halakhos is that it follows the way that the oilam eat it. Which oilam? Are we going to call upon the oilam of the outside oilam? Or much more than we're going to look at the minhag of.
But right now, is there a connection at all with brachi, how you eat? You not understand what you're doing. Because I question promise by itself in the beginning. Why you need to connect how we eat? What is to do with anything?
Because when we say the brother, we are making this brother very free, or a free halakha. So what classifies something as a fruit? For example, you know, if one would eat a leaf or a branch, it comes from the ground, but it's not a fruit. One would make on it surely charcoal. It's not a fruit. So. There are other things besides for physical characteristics.
From what you're going to say, it's two. Chia two, it's a level.
No. You can
talk. Even if you have.
Okay, I don't want chia right now. Okay, I like this smell. So what am I going to do? I'm going to ask what kind of brush I'm doing.
Okay, but in fact, quince. You agree the problem is now a quince. Quince, tarot. People don't eat it raw.
My question is, I'm not saying something, I'm not going to put statement. I could not connect to my mind way of eating and way of grass. Largely, I cannot connect.
So the way of eating?
Yeah, because it's Hashem brought it. You can boil it,
So the way of eating defines for us at what point it's called a fruit. In the same way that when it begins to grow on the tree and it hasn't fully...
No, I hear it. It is what difficult for you to even... For me, because I do not...
In the same way that... That when it grows on the tree...
I can put with whatever I do with it. I could not connect his name of fruit.
Because in the same way that when it grows on the tree, and let's say it hasn't fully ripened, or hasn't fully grown, it isn't yet called a fruit.
No, but
because it's not fully developed.
Because it's not ready to eat.
Because it's not ready. Because it's not ready to eat. Exactly those are the words. Because it's not ready to eat. So what defines ready to eat? What defines ready to eat?
Okay.
Sharp on the point. What defines ready to eat? So not just physically ready to eat, but sometimes there can be other stages that we're going to have.
Very nice.
Just one other thing, very Kitzur, because I'm really going to get over this, otherwise we'll just get left for next month. I won't even read it inside, but the next piece in Kitzur Short Laurel discussing garlic and onions and things like that. Right. Particularly nowadays, onions, mainly people wouldn't have raw, but maybe they would have them along with something else.
Right.
Sometimes chopped up in a salad, people would put even raw onions.
I chop it in the
people would have it raw, but only in a certain condition, along with other things.
Yeah.
So, what will be within, if some, generally along with the other things anyway, will be topped. But what will be something which you would have raw along with other things, and now I decide, just as a one-off, I decide to have it raw on its own. But the bottom line, we only make sharper in that case.
This is a problem for people who want to eat onions rather say the nuts or capra.
Do people eat onions or capra?
Some people had a thing, so it was a great difficulty for me, because when I heard it, this is a proper thing to
say,
it must be adobo.
Yes.
And what about proper that they're made from
it? Very aged juice.
Yes. Seems to keep us excited and interesting. Okay. So that's for